There was just a little bit of oil, which reminds us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy, we are given the Holy Spirit, as you know, to guide us, to get us a better knowledge of, to give us a better knowledge of Scripture. And how important it is that we give the Holy Spirit room, spiritual room in our lives. Is your room, your bedroom, your personal room, is your bedroom a place of prayer? Is your bedroom a place of personal Bible study? What about your bookshelves? Which books are there? What about your iPad, your iPhone? And there are so many I's, isn't it? And then you have also the e-readers, and so on. I have nothing against these new technology. I use iPad day by day. I like my iPad, especially when I am sitting in a 9 hours sometimes. Brother Gideon, 11 hours to Joburg. And then with my iPad, I have hundreds of books and hundreds of articles. And I have my Bible, so I can use my time for Bible study. I don't need to travel with 10 suitcases full of study books. Huh? So we can use these new technology to get a better knowledge of the Lord Jesus, to get a better knowledge of His thoughts. Because the danger in your own room, in your own occupations, could be idleness. We just spoke about the need of willingness. What is that in your hands? The Lord did not ask, what do you have in your hand? But what is that in your hand? It was a stick. And the Lord is asking you, what is that in your hand? That may be a tool, a hammer, or any tool. That may be also be your intellect. The Lord wants to use it. He wants to use your skills. But now the question, what is in your house? What is in your room? Your bookshelves, as I said. Your digital bookshelves. But you can use your digital bookshelves, let me put it in other words, you can use your iPad for idleness. And I have seen this danger many times in the life of young brothers. Not that they use it for bad things. I think all of you know that you should not open any website that leads you to sin. But you can, for instance, you are very interested in cars. And you want to know the newest models of cars. And you take your iPad and you spend hours and hours to see all the cars. As such, it's not bad, it's not a sin, but it's idleness. You are spoiling your time. Instead of using that very useful tool, iPad, to get a better knowledge of Scripture, you just use it for idle matters. Another has another hobby. He wants to know exactly on Saturday which team in Germany or in the Netherlands or another country of football or soccer. I don't know nothing about these matters. I'm sorry. But some people know everything about it. And they follow all this on iPad or iPod or whatever. And it takes hours and hours. The book of Judges teaches us that God is counting our time. He's counting our days. Not all days. The book of Judges shows us that He's counting the days, He's counting the years that have been useful for Him. And the years that we did use for ourselves. That's a very serious thought. When we think of the fact that we are missionaries. So may the Lord help us to make a good use of our time. Moses is a good example. He became willing, and then later on God called him my faithful servant. My faithful servant. He calls him a prophet. And later on, we read that God spoke to him as a friend speaks to his friend. What a fellowship. And then Joseph. We have been thinking of Joseph this morning. 17 years old. And his father could already send him to look for his brothers. 17 years old. I think most of you are elder than 17. At least me. And if God could send Moses, you should ask, can they send me for a certain task? And he did it in full fellowship with his God. But it was not easy. And I want to finish with this thought. It was not easy for Joseph to serve the Lord. We have been thinking of it this morning. And when we thought about it, I thought, this is something that I should repeat this evening. And I want to do it at the end of my message. Serving the Lord is not always easy. Serving the Lord is one of the most blessed and beautiful privileges. You understand? I want to repeat it. Serving the Lord is one of the most blessed privileges. The Lord allows us. It's a grace. He does need me. He does need you. He wants to use it as. It's grace. But. And it's not but. And. When we are ready to serve him, we will notice two things. Sufferings and joy. And I can tell you, because of my own experience, that this is true. I often say to young people who have questions about serving the Lord, tears in your eyes, joy in your heart. Isn't it, Brother Hani? We spoke about it. Tears in your eyes, but joy in your heart. That's often the case when you really want to serve the Lord and you really ask the question, Lord, who are you? Lord, what do you want me to do? And you ask these questions daily.